So does fear of temptations indicate a lack of devotion? Because if we sold out to Krishna, then we would not have a fear of temptation. Yes, that is true. Prahlad Maharaj talks about this, how I have no fear of material existence. Naivo dvije paradrutte vaitaranyas tvadvire gayan mahamrita magna chitta. Because my consciousness is completely absorbed in singing your glories, I have no fear of material existence. That is true for exalted devotees. But for us, at least for me, I can say, I am not absorbed in Krishna. Sometimes there is that absorption, but quite often there is distraction. And we do need, because we don't have that absorption in Krishna, we do need to have some fear. Prabhupada said that one of the problems with his disciples, his followers, is that they are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. So this, there is a healthy fear and there is an unhealthy fear. A healthy fear makes us cautious. And unhealthy fear makes us paralyzed. So if we are driving a car, if we have an unhealthy fear, oh, what if the brake fails? What if somebody drunk drives into me? What if the wheel goes? What if the car goes off the road? Then we will not drive the car only. So that fear which prevents us from doing the right action, the necessary action, that is unhealthy. And that we don't want. A devotee should not be so afraid of temptations. Oh, what will happen if this temptation come, that come, I'll fall down. What is the use of practicing bhakti? Anyway, I'm going to fall to temptation, so let me not practice bhakti only. So that is unhealthy. Unhealthy temptation or unhealthy fear prevents us from doing the right necessary things. Whereas healthy fear brings caution. So when we are driving a car, we know that we have to be cautious. We have to make sure that our eyes are ahead of us, that nobody else is coming from a different side, that we are alert enough to brake or to have the right speed. So that is necessary fear. If somebody doesn't have that healthy fear, somebody is drunk heavily and they think, no problem, I can drive, I can still drive. They will not be able to drive. They will hurt themselves, they will hurt others. So healthy fear is healthy fear protects, unhealthy fear paralyzes. So for us as devotees, we should have the healthy fear of temptation and we shouldn't rush into tempting situations. If during the course of our service temptation comes, a devotee will not give up the service because of the temptation. But a devotee will not oneself go into temptation. When Haridas Thakur was chanting the holy names, at that time the prostitute came to tempt him. Haridas Thakur didn't run away from there. He kept chanting the holy names. And then because he was so absorbed in the chanting of the holy names, even the prostitute got transformed. She also became a devotee. But Haridas Thakur did not go to a brothel to preach to the prostitutes and convert them. A devotee is focused on the service, and in the course of service, if temptation comes, a devotee takes to the service and tolerates the temptation. But a devotee doesn't deliberately think that I am beyond temptation because I am absorbed in Krishna, and unnecessarily a devotee doesn't go into tempting situations. When the devotees used to do kirtans, they would get invitations at different places in the early days of the movement. So sometimes the devotees got invitation to do kirtans in something like a nightclub. Now, in that nightclub, it was basically for them, they just want some music. They don't know that this Hare Krishna is sacred music. So when Prabhupada came to know about this, Prabhupada said, you have to think when you are going there, is there any possibility of making people into devotees? He said, this is not a place where people are likely to become devotees. No, don't go there. He says, you can stand and chant on kirtans in the streets. You can do in people's homes when they invite you. So we may say that, oh, we can do kirtan anywhere and I am so transcendental. We may not be so transcendental and we may get into big trouble. And even if we are transcendental, our purpose is not just to demonstrate our transcendence to the world. Our purpose is to get people to be connected with Krishna. So therefore, a devotee has a healthy fear of temptation that makes the devotee cautiously and conscientiously absorbed in the service to Krishna. And a devotee doesn't have that unhealthy fear of temptation which will make the devotee not give up the service itself because of the fear of temptation. Okay? So, thank you very much.